Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
You know, I see a lot of dads struggling with how to interact with their daughters, especially when those girls hit the teen years. It can be awkward and it can just be really hard. I'm John Fuller, along with the head of our parenting department here at Focus on the Family, Danny Huerta. And Danny, you're a family counselor. I mean, why is it, I'm sure you see this lots, why is it that girls just become harder once they get into their teens?
Part of it's developmental and part of it's personality as well. Some personalities don't have that shift as much, the more compliant peacemaker types. But the driven ones definitely feel that their dads just don't understand. That's what they'll say. My dad just doesn't get me, doesn't understand me. And a good phrase for dads is, just help me understand. I'd love to understand, stepping in with that curiosity, being interested, paying attention, being consistent, being persistent. Over time, a daughter will know, my dad is still going to be there. He's not going to go away. And it may feel, I think the key word here is, there's a feeling there that maybe they're acting like they don't want their dad's input, but girls still do deep down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they really do. And by the way, do any of us get our teen girls in any way?
No,
not really.
No.
Let's go ahead and listen into a conversation now that Dr. Meg Meeker had with Jim Daly and me. She has some great insights about how fathers really can connect better with their daughters.
I think the culture seems to scream at a father, back off, especially for that 15, 16-year-old daughter. And I want to speak directly to those dads who have kind of swallowed that bait, that, I can't assert my gut instinct too much here. You're saying go for it.
Go for it.
When you know in your gut that that is not appropriate, whether it's the dress or something that's being looked at, appropriately engage your daughter. And hopefully this won't be the first time. I just want to reiterate that because in so many of my friends that have daughters, and again, I think it's one of the reasons as that captain of the football team, which I was, thanks for that slam a while ago, but you want to engage, defend. It's okay. This is your daughter. And it's okay to do that, especially with your responsibilities before the Lord. Yeah. It's okay.
It's not only okay, it's critical. Because the girls that I see who hit 18, 19 and are ready to run away from home or thinking about getting pregnant or doing self-harm are always girls who say to me, no one cares enough to pay attention or to give me any boundaries or rules. So while a father of a 16-year-old girl is getting the message from her, I don't want you, creepy guy, get away, and the culture is saying, you're not really needed, you're a doofus. I mean, look at television.
Exactly right. That's my point.
And many wives unknowingly reinforce this. Look, she's a teenage girl. I know how to talk to her. I understand her. She uses words that you don't use. You don't know how to teach her about this, so go away, I'll do it. I even sometimes found myself feeling that way towards my husband. So what we do is we push the dads into orbit around the home. You know, you're there and we're mad because you're not engaged. But when you engage, you don't do it the right way. So go back into orbit, particularly when it comes to our teenage girls. Girls who don't have an engaged father in their lives are more likely to be depressed, anxious, have lower grades, more likely to be sexually active, to do drugs, to do alcohol, to get into trouble, more likely to date the wrong guy. All the evidence is there. So dads, God gives you instincts to move in towards your daughter. And when you have those instincts, no matter what anybody says, move in.
Yeah.
Your daughters love it. On the outside, they will show you they hate it. Don't believe them. They don't know what they want for dinner.
See, that's the hard part, because I think in all of us, there is a certain people-pleasing attitude. Most of us, not all of us, but there is that desire. You want to be loved by your daughter as a father. And so when they're giving you that hard exterior push away, we're kind of taking the bait.
Yeah.
And we're not looking beyond that to say, no, I get it, but I am your dad and I'm going to protect you and we're going to do it.
So what you have to do is decide what love is for you and act on that regardless how your daughter responds. Because if you measure how well you love her according to her response, you're going to miss the mark.
Yes.
Because she doesn't know how she needs to be loved by you. She needs to be protected from herself and from other people. She needs to have some affection, because we know, studies show, the number one way to boost a girl's self-esteem, and every parent wants their daughter's self-esteem boosted, is to have physical affection from her father. So if she doesn't want to hug in front of her friends, do it in private. Sit next to her on the couch. Talk to her when she's going to bed at night. Pat the top of her head. You know,
just
if
something.
That's what you, something.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Now, she may cringe. Do it anyway. Do you ever read the book, The Runaway Bunny, for little kids?
Right.
You need a runaway bunny for dads and daughters. You know, my dad did the most embarrassing things to me when I was a teenager. And I remember not talking to him for 3 days. But I am so fortunate that he didn't pay attention to me. He kept coming after me, and he kept talking to me about what kind of boy I should date, because he knew better than I what kind of guy was good for me and what was bad for me. Now, I didn't get it, and I got mad, but it wasn't long before I realized he was right. He saw something I didn't. So figure out what is best and good and right for how you should love your daughter, and adhere to that, not according to what your daughter, how she responds to you, because you're not going to do it the right way.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and I just think of when our girls hit the teen years, sometimes they would, you know, just say goodnight and walk off to bed.
Right.
And I always look, I still do this, and they're in their 20s now. Hey, I still need my daddy hug. And so before you go to bed, just come over here and let me give you a goodnight hug. And just to keep the connection going. They can't define the relationship. Yeah. I need to define the relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meg, I want to come back next time, because there's so much more material we need to explore. But I do want to ask you about dad as hero to mm-hmm. their daughters, because I think that's a great place to end today.
Yeah.
How that father is that hero. Reinforce that to the dads listening
yeah.
that are feeling like they're not so much the hero, they're the goat.
It's interesting, because whenever I use that term to dads, I would say 9 times out of 10 dads go, oh, no, you don't know. and I try to teach them how their kids perceive them. When a child is 1 or 2 or 3, they look to their dad as having this low voice, these strong muscles, this hairy chest, whatever it is, and they see him as larger than life. So hero is a title kids give you. You don't have to earn it. All you have to do is be good enough, try your best, and maintain it. Because she's a little girl, and she knows you're different from mom. She knows you're stronger. She knows that she needs to really pay attention, because you sound different from mom. Mm. You know, and that's a good thing. So every daughter wants her dad to be this guy who's going to protect her and defend her and love her and really show her who God is. So again, fathers need to understand, you don't have to earn the title. It's given to you from the time a daughter is very, very young. It's like when I was 8 and my dad walked between me and the road. That's what a hero does in a young girl's mind.
Danny, Dr. Meeker talked about how we as dads need to really read our daughters and love them in a way that means something to them. But how do we do that if we really don't understand? As you said earlier, we just, you know what? It's a mystery. I really don't get what you need right now or how to love you.
Yeah, being present and attentive, as we've talked about several times on the show, but it's so hard. And we need those reminders that we need to press pause on our own train of thought. We need to press pause on our own life and enter their life, their perspective. That's where the loving comes in. Help me see it from your perspective. Mm. What is it that you see? What is it that you're experiencing? What are you feeling? I want to understand where you're at. And then having what you talked about before, John, is the experiential. How can we have an experience together? We don't have to be talking. How can we have a consistent experience? And those can create memory moments that we remember because of the consistent times together. And that's a portion of intimacy that we forget about, that experiences do create intimacy, emotional connectedness, mental connectedness, spiritual connectedness, but also experiential, and then a physical presence. There's multiple ways that we can create intimacy with mm-hmm. one another. And a daughter's trying to learn how to have that relationship with a man, and that's you as a dad is kind of her first close relationship that she's going to experience before she goes to dating. And in 10 years, that can become confusing to a daughter, because she had this close attachment with a dad. Now she's starting to feel an attachment towards another boy, and starting to go that way, and a dad may feel hurt or rejected by that, but there's shifts that happen in developmental stages, and as dads, we need to equip our daughters, but also be prepared for those moments where our relationship does change. Bring it up with your daughter. Hey, our relationship is changing. I'm excited to see you grow. How are we going to do conversation now? How are we going to continue our relationship? Mm. Have some walks together. You will know as a dad what helps you connect with your daughter and just be consistent with it.
Yeah, and I've been fortunate. My girls, a couple of them at least, will sometimes invite me to do something. One of them says, let's go for a hike. And the other says, let's go for coffee. And those are cues. They don't have to give me a lot. I know they want to talk then. And then I try to be intentional and follow up and make sure for the next several months, I'm the one saying, hey, let's do this. I initiate to say, I really want to spend time with you. And this is one of your chosen venues for that time. Let's figure that out. Let's do that soon, shall we? And following up then is really important. Well, we've talked about it before, but get a copy of Dr. Meeker's book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, at our website. It's a great resource for you, Dad, as you figure out your daughter, regardless of her age. It's never too late, by the way. We also have a free digital download of the whole conversation with Dr. Meg Meeker. And if you can pledge a monthly gift or make a one-time gift to Focus on the Family today, either on the phone or through the website, we'll send a complimentary copy of that book to you. It's a great tool. We want you to have it, and we'll say thank you for your partnership by sending that to you. Look for the link in the episode notes. Next time, I wonder if you feel that electronics are a barrier between you and your kids. Well, we'll address that. Until then, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team here, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.